It's Jake. Today we are going to talk to TikTok gamer Kevin Gortman, aka KChan underscore 2020. It's really exciting. He's our first guest to the show, which is pretty cool. And like, what the hell is TikTok gaming? It's kind of, you know, interesting. Okay, so you and I, we've been friends since 2010.
2010? Wow. Yes.
So we did a podcast, You'd like it to like pretend like it never existed, but it existed in the world. Nobody can listen to it. There's no episodes available anywhere. So it was a learning curve, but we have done that. But in 2011, we started doing comedy sketches on YouTube.
Yeah.
Is it all you want to add? Yeah.
And I think that's what got us addicted to trying to do stuff like that we do now on TikTok. You know, we just weren't consistent back then.
Yeah, consistency killed us. Oh, we would be and then we wouldn't. I put a lot of that on you, not me, but when we get like when I started doing stuff on my own, I can blame myself. But yeah, I mean, we were trying to do what? One whole sketch a week. Like,
yeah.
And then that stuff just started, I guess, not being popular on YouTube. It's starting to get a little bit more popular again. But anyway, So tell me about yourself. I don't know everything about you. Where were you born?
Lexington, Kentucky. Where were you? You were born in Oklahoma. Where were you born in Oklahoma at?
Altus, Oklahoma.
Altus?
Altus. A-L-T-U-S.
A-L-T-U-S?
Yes.
How long did you live there for?
I had my first birthday there, so I'd say, I don't know. It was on an Air Force base.
Yeah.
And then we moved from there. We moved to Turkey on an Air Force base.
I never really knew exactly what city you were born in.
I know I thought I was from Florida, and I'm like, no.
Oh, you're a Floridian. There. Yeah.
But.
You fooled me.
So anyway, tell us about your childhood. Like, what was it like?
I mean, I don't know. I love gaming, which it's, I feel like I love gaming, but you didn't like gaming because it gives you motion sickness. So my childhood,
I still played
gaming. What was your child? If mine was gaming, what did you do for fun?
I played outside a lot. Okay. I was into like bugs and like shit like that. Bugs. Like,
did you ever eat a worm?
Oh no. I don't think
I ever ate a worm.
No.
But I know that if you left a worm out in the direct sunlight, it would harden.
Well, they dry out.
I remember
out.
Being fascinated. Yeah.
You like torturing animals.
I remember being so fascinated.
No. I would like bring just, out. We had like this worm, little like boom box. We'd have like this little boom box and I would take it outside and I'd be outside all day, every day. Like, and yeah, then yeah. I loved watching TV and movies.
Right.
I don't know, gaming, like I played games, but yeah, they gave me like I can watch someone play a game, but like yeah. Actually playing, I get motion sickness.
Right.
So yeah. Besides gaming, what did you do? I mean, that can't be like your only
I played outside a lot. Rode my bicycle and stuff like that, you know.
But like, have you always lived in Lexington?
I've always lived in Lexington. I mean, I would, I'm not against ever leaving Lexington either. It's just, you know, I've always been here.
See, I can't imagine like.
You can't imagine
not moving.
How many states have you lived in?
I lived in Oklahoma, Kentucky, North Dakota, Florida, Tennessee. And then I don't know if there was a state in Turkey. So that's six. I haven't lived a lot. I've just lived like a bunch of different places. So what is the first video game that you remember playing?
Probably Mario, honestly.
Mario?
Yeah.
That's probably mine too.
Yeah.
Like, I could handle those games. It's when we started getting all these, like, motions. Like, the first game I remember being, like, sick was when I was little. We had this Rugrats game on PlayStation. And, oh, my God, wanted to hurl.
Rugrats. Thing of the past now. Very tragic. That show could have went on.
What show?
Rugrats.
Rugrats?
That show could have had the longevity of SpongeBob SquarePants, and I don't see any reason why it ever needed to end.
It went on for a long time, though.
Like 10 years, but
longer than that.
SpongeBob's gone on way longer than Rugrats.
Let's see, Rugrats, 91 to 2004.
Yeah. How long is SpongeBob SquarePants?
It came out like 2001, right?
So we're going on 20 years, though.
Yeah, I can't believe it's running as long. Normally, you know, they don't keep shows around, but it is kind of crazy.
I just feel like Rugrats could have been a show like SpongeBob or The Simpsons that
it's
just
been on since 99, and then it's getting that spinoff with Patrick Starr.
I just feel like Rugrats is something that never really needed to end. I mean, I think it's stuff like that's good, but I mean, I feel like people would be like, bring it back.
Oh, yeah. I think, can totally see.
I think they're trying. I think they're trying to make it CGI, but Rugrats was. It never needed to end.
Is that a quote you want us to run with? Rugrats. Yeah. It never needed to end.
Rugrats is timeless.
Like I'm gonna write that down. Rugrats.
How do you do react?
Never needed to end. Anyway, about you. So when I met you, your channel is heavily focused on TikTok right now as Pokemon. Which kind of is surprising. What made you go with Pokemon as your thing? Because to me, like meeting you and like knowing you, you were way more into like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I like both. But I feel like maybe the audience, I feel like Dragon Ball's like still has mass popularity, but I feel like it's more of a cult popularity. It's not, you know, I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's not Harry Potter. It's maybe more of a Twilight fandom. It's not. I don't know how to describe it. It's not. I just feel like Pokemon's like top tier fandom, like huge mass like audience. Like Shrek 1, 2, and 3, which are the best films ever made.
You're not wrong. They were really good movies and they still stand up. Like if you watch them now, you're still going to laugh.
Freeform loves to play Shrek, Shrek 2, Shrek 3, and also all of the Twilight films all the time. Like almost every other weekend is Twilight weekend on Freeform.
You know, people really give those Twilight movies like shit, but like I don't know, like when I watch them, I'm taken back to that time period. Like I don't know, they just feel right for that time period. I don't know.
I think the first one was it was not bad. It's not a bad movie. But some of the sequels I question, and me saying this, we only have limited cable, so it's on in the background sometimes, and I can tell you, New Moon is not as good as Twilight, is very subpar, and Eclipse kind of boring. The last two are okay, but I don't think they deserve the bad rap that they get. If it was just the first one, if that's all that ever came out, people would. There'd be like this mass, like, ooh, it'd be like a cult classic, but I feel like they did too much.
Well, I kind of also feel like some people, when they first were coming out, that's before I feel like independent movies were kind of like out in the open or whatever. Like, people knew what an independent film was, and they kind of had a really low budget, I believe.
It's like an independent Redbox type movie back then you'd find out. It's just. It's something I wish they had left alone.
It feels though like it.
It could have just stood the test of time if Twilight was the only one ever made, if that was just it.
I appreciated they kept that feel throughout the series, that it never felt like it got big budget. Like, it felt like it stayed.
The last three, maybe.
See, I don't agree because his effects aren't great, and you saw that baby's face.
I mean, let's just say the first one's not bad. I'm not going to give it a bad rap. Also, the Batman trailer with Robert Pattinson was really good. I don't know if you've seen it. Came out last weekend.
You know,
and I've been defending him the whole time. I knew he was going to be good.
You know how I feel about Batman. He's not a superhero. He's a rich guy with gadgets.
But you can support Edward from Twilight. He's a good actor.
I may watch it. Like, I watched the other ones, but, like, he's just not a superhero. Adam, the other day, I was telling him my theory. I'd never told him my theory, and he was like, I mean, he's still a superhero, but it's true. He doesn't have superhero powers. And I was like, I guess that's true. He is a hero, but I wouldn't say he's a super.
They made the right choice with casting him. I mean, a good choice.
I don't see why people would be upset about it. It seems like anyone who's cast as Batman, everybody fucking hates.
Well, I've defended him. I always thought he was a better actor than Kristen Stewart. That's my humble opinion.
I don't get why people hate her. Like,
I don't hate her.
The problem is, I don't think she's a bad actress. I think she's one of those people that's like, she just plays the same part. I think she's just... I don't know. And I think
she's taken a lot of chances, honestly. I wanted to see that movie, The Lighthouse. I still need to see it with Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. Because I said it was really good.
Well, anyway.
She's too many of the same roles with her, maybe.
Yeah, it is a very similar role. I just recently watched that American Ultra again.
Well, that would be fine. She should have done more stuff like that.
I haven't hated most things she's... Actually, I can't think of a movie I've hated that she's been in.
Let's go through.
Let's not.
Anyway. I just want to go through.
I don't, though, because this is supposed to be about you.
Stewart? Well, now it's about Kristen Stewart. One minute. Let's just go through her filmography. Oh, wait. No. I take it back. Charlie's Angels was terrible. I didn't see it. I watched
it. That movie, like the Ghostbusters reboot, was never going to get a chance.
No, I watched it. We went and saw it. It just wasn't a good movie. But after that, she came out with Underwater, which was amazing. Mm. It was about where they're in the submarine.
I saw the trailer.
And monsters attack them. It was very good.
Does she die at the end?
I'm not going to spoil that.
She does.
But, like, looking at her movies, I mean...
The last movie I saw at a movie theater was Queen and Slim.
What?
Queen and Slim.
I didn't see that.
It's about
the last movie I saw in the theaters was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Queen and Slim. It was back in December when I went down to Jacksonville. It's the movie where the black couple gets pulled over and the cop's like really racist, and to protect the girl he shoots the cop, and they kill the cop on accident, but of course no one's gonna believe him, and they go on the run.
All right.
So you started gaming when? Like, it was August last year, right?
Yeah.
So you started some Dragon Ball Z.
It's been a year. No, I started with Pokemon.
Did you? I don't really remember.
That was the main it's always been the main focus.
I do think TikTok has you more focused, because like with YouTube it's such a bigger system, and it is harder to, I guess, navigate like new. And like, if something wasn't like, you'd put out two episodes of something, be like, we gotta change games, we can't do this, you wouldn't give anything a chance. TikTok gave you that instant gratification of views, and you've grown because you stayed with it.
No, Pokemon was always the main focus from the beginning on that YouTube channel.
If you could look at the first channel, there's not...
That was the first video. And then we did five of them.
And then you stopped because you quit getting as many views and you wanted to move on.
Well, and I think that you should. If it starts... You should, but
you never give anything a chance. Like, nothing on that channel was given another chance.
I'm giving the Dragon Ball Legends a chance on TikTok. I have not stopped.
I know
that.
You are.
So, two a day. That's all it warrants.
What is the difference between, obviously, when you're doing a YouTube video, you're playing and you're doing basically Let's Plays. So it's like a recording of your live play, and it's long. what exactly is the process with TikTok? Because you only have up to a minute. So are you doing Let's Plays? Are you doing reactions? Like, what exactly are you doing?
I mean, I'd say it's a mixture of both. Like, you know, showing off the gameplay of let's, you know, show you how I do this. But then I'm reacting to it as well, you know. But it has to be, like, quick, you know, reaction. Here's how I did this.
Are you showing, like, your full gameplay? Or are you showing just clips?
Some of them has been just clips. Not all of them have been. Sometimes I'll edit shorter just for the algorithm. Maybe if it's not liking all the minutes, I'll just take a clip of something. And then sometimes if it's a minute, I'll speed it up in my video editing app to show the whole thing in a minute. And sometimes I do clips just to.
So, but you have nothing on there. Like, if you have a 16-minute gameplay, you wouldn't do 16 one-minute videos, would you?
No.
You just pick the best things that happen.
Yeah, the best things that happen in the game. And then if they're too long, I speed them up or just clip them out.
Okay, cool. So you were on Twitch. You completely have stopped everything. I understand because you're focusing right now. I think what's interesting is you haven't been on Twitch. Since when was the last time you were on Twitch?
July. The beginning of July. It's so not been that long.
It really hasn't, but you've continued to grow there. And when was the last time you uploaded anything on YouTube?
Probably July.
And you've continued to grow there. I think that's kind of like I think it's amazing because like you're growing this fan base on TikTok. But
I mean, here's the thing. It's like I could have stayed on there and continued, and maybe on YouTube had 140 subs by now. But with TikTok, I went on there and I have like almost 180, and I haven't even done anything on YouTube. So yeah, I mean, it is that instant gratification versus going live on YouTube for 4 hours, three or four days a week, and gaining two or three new followers on a good day.
What was the 180? You've gained to 180 on YouTube?
Yeah, I think it's like 170, 178 right now.
How many followers do you have on TikTok?
Let me check it. Well, I'm literally about to cross 9,000.
Okay. So, yeah.
8,970.
So, you've grown a ton. Now, do you see a future where you have grown a ton on here and you keep, you know, putting out content, obviously, on TikTok? I feel like that's your home base. But do you see a future where if this becomes something that's sustainable that you can, like, almost even live on as a creator, do you see a future where you start branching back out into Twitch and YouTube?
If I could ever live off of it, I just don't see it. I don't know if I see it likely. I think it's just still so young in TikTok's career that.
No, I think it's pretty young in your career. I just like to see people dream big.
If I ever did, I would probably find a way to take stream clips and make them vertical now that I know how to versus posting them widescreen.
You know, there's
and that's probably what people would get mostly, but.
Well, I just see like, it's crazy. Like I see like these people that have 250,000 to a million followers, like they're big. I mean, to me, that's still really big on TikTok, and they get like maybe half of their audience to YouTube, and they're posting like one or two videos a week on YouTube, and then they're still doing their daily TikToks. Like, but they didn't start doing that until they were able to like live off of TikTok. Yeah. And TikTok just started their creator fund.
Yeah. 1,100 more to go.
You're not that far away from it. No. But in the payout is kind of different. Off of
1,000 views.
Yeah, but you have it. It's not a set amount. Everybody keeps all these gurus and everything have it at a set amount. And I actually talked about this.
I mean,
it's different. They're taken into engagement, not just likes, but comments. You have a lot of people commenting, so I think your payout would be slightly higher.
Yeah, well, certain videos. So,
I mean, and you're paid daily, so.
Yeah. daily?
Mm-hmm. You get like a daily amount.
They put it in your bank account daily?
No, there's a set amount. I don't know, but you get paid daily. It's in this analytics you don't like to look at, I think. Maybe you'll look at it if there's money involved.
I don't know.
I think what you've done is really great. Like, honestly, like, so I feel like you've leaned in hard into the Pokemon. Are you planning on doing anything else in the future?
Well, I mean, we're doing the Dragon Ball stuff at night, but
so you're doing Dragon Ball.
If Fortnite comes back to the Apple Store, I'll put my foot in the door there. Because I know that there's a big audience for that on TikTok.
And I think three things is good. Because I feel like, I don't know, I do feel like it's probably good to have, three is a good number. Everyone likes things in threes.
Right.
Like, and I understand.
I would probably still keep the main focus on the Pokemon TikToks being most put out during the day. And then, you know, later on in the day, maybe a couple Fortnites or a couple Dragon Ball videos.
What is your process to uploading? Like, what is your upload schedule every day?
During the work week, I usually start 1 hour every hour. Sometimes I space them out. Like, I'll start in the morning, latest 9 o'clock, and then I'll go 9, 10, 11, 12, you know?
Until the evening?
Till usually about 4 or 5, and then I'll take a break, and then I'll release the after hours, the more mature content of the Dragon Ball stuff later in the day. Because I feel like Pokemon was the show that came on during the daytime hours, okay? And then Dragon Ball came on in the evening hours. It's a more mature show.
I guess, but everybody of every
you're gonna have to get
likes
it.
Pokemon.
But TikTok's going to see it. They're going to see it whenever they see it, but for the people that are following me closely and are watching, every time something comes out, they know Dragon Ball is going to come out at night, Pokemon's during the day. Pokemon's more for all ages, but it is mostly geared towards kids, and I'm putting the stuff out during the daytime.
What is your schedule on the weekends?
A lot of the same.
Okay. How many videos do you usually put up?
8 to 10. Well, it's been 10. I kept it at 10 because I wanted to do 8 the Pokemon and then the 2 the Dragon Ball.
Okay. So. And when Fortnite, because you know it's going to return, when you start posting that, is that going to eat into your Pokemon content, or will those be 2 additional videos?
No, I think it would probably be 6 Pokemon, 2 Fortnite, and then 2.
Okay.
Because I think even the other Pokemon creators I've seen on TikTok, maybe I'm putting up too much. I mean, I look at some of these people, we're not going to name names, but some of them are just putting out 2 or 3 a day, and I'm putting out 8 to 10 Pokemon videos a day. I'm doing 2 or 3.
Yes, you sent me.
I think that these people are getting way more videos a day than they're getting from those other TikTok accounts. So I think even at 6, that's still more than majority of these other Pokemon TikToks I'm seeing.
You sent me 2 of the guys that you're talking about. They're your competition. Yeah. How much competition is out there? Like, are they your only competition, or are they just your biggest competition, or are there other people you kind of have your...
No, those two are the biggest ones. One of them I like, as you know.
Oh, going public.
I'm not going to mention who the other ones I don't like. I'm not going to say who is that. I do, but yeah. I can respect someone with a big following like that one gentleman if it's quality content. The other one, you know why I don't? And the thing is, I looked at his today and he had gained like 3,000 followers overnight. How does that?
Shots fired.
And it's just stuff like just crap. I'm sorry. I mean, I would rather put out quality content and only have a certain amount of followers than...
Well, I mean, at least you're being honest.
You know, we are going to do the duet is in the cards starting today. I haven't filmed it yet. I did do, there was a viral video that went out of a gentleman who found an original pack of Pokemon cards under a Target shelf.
Oh, wow.
And paid for it, took it home, and So I did a reaction. It's not a duet, but I made the video portrait, you know, vertical. And then I did my face cam on it and reacted to it. So,
gotcha. You know,
not a duet because it didn't originate on TikTok. Originated on Instagram, but I did do a reaction.
So the video wasn't from TikTok.
It was it was an Instagram.
Well, that's not a duet.
But he did eventually put it on TikTok from what I saw, but he put music over it and stuff, and I found the original one more interesting because you can hear him talking. So I was like, all right, well, I'm just gonna react to it with my face cam.
And I wouldn't count that though as your duet. I'm just saying, like,
no, that's not my
duet. It's not gonna, because that's the thing. Like, TikTok wants you to do duets and stuff. Like,
yeah,
the algorithm's not gonna say, oh, this is a duet.
Yeah, I'm gonna put one out later.
But
what I like to do is I like to release a few Pokemon gaming videos, and then I might throw out like a meme. Pokemon meme video, me reacting to it one day, or I might throw out like a funny Pokemon video react.
You doing that. I think that that's a good thing.
But I don't want to do that. It's like I want to do enough gaming videos a day and then maybe throw one or two different ones. Like today I did a meme and I did the react, and then the rest of the day is going to be a couple gaming and a duet.
Okay, I think that's great. Like, it adds variety to what you're offering people. Honestly, I'm not a gamer, so, but I get wanting. This is the most gaming I've been personally. The game City Skylines, like someone did a let's play of it.
People like those games though.
Well, I watched like hours and hours of this guy building the city, so I understand. But like for me, where like I know Pokemon, like I grew up with it. I don't though have like a deep interest for it anymore. Yeah. So I wouldn't sit there and watch you do a let's play, you know. Yeah. Like, but people that are, they're gonna watch those, and they probably prefer those.
I hate to use this as an analysis or analysis. Analogy, but I feel like I'm doing the quibified version of gaming, but. I feel like it works more on TikTok, that I think that there is an audience for people who just like want maybe a minute or two of gaming videos rather than sit on a stream for 3 hours. You know, these kids want to go play or game themselves. They don't want to sit and talk to a 40-year-old man on Twitch for 3 hours.
So you are you saying that you are 40?
No, I'm just saying I think that there's an audience for that, and I tapped into it.
I believe Kevin is 29. For anyone
else, I just
wondering.
I'm trying to make quality. I just feel like I'm not saying my stuff's the best. It's not the best. But looking at other people's stuff, I'm like, whew. I will grow at a slower pace if it's quality over, you know.
I think that shows a commitment to your fans.
You know.
Yourself.
I'm not going to put out a video of me nodding to something.
It does
It has to be quality. If I'm going to do it, I'm not just going to put something out.
Like, I know you're apprehensive to the duets, and so
I'm gonna do one a day, but okay. It's like I gotta calculate how to do it.
But I'm saying, you say you just don't want to sit there nodding at, you know, while watching something, then I think it's great that you have this like you really are, like, as a creator, you're like, this is what I stand for, this is what I'm going to do. So you know that TikTok likes duets and will give you kind of like give that video a little bit of a boost. So I feel like it's then on you as the creator to be creative and figure out how to do a duet in a different way than just silently bobbing your head yes or no when you're agreeing to whatever.
And I see a lot of people, I mean, and that's fine, but
I mean, I just,
it's like when you feel like you put so much effort into your content, I don't want to ruin it with crap. I got to figure out what I'm going to do, you know.
And like,
I do like that you can, which I didn't know, and I'll give you credit for this. I didn't know that you could green screen your background in a duet.
I did a duet. Is that where, did you see my duet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it makes me a little more happy that you can do that.
I don't think you used to be able to, but that's what...
Yeah.
Both of my duets performed better. I did two last night. Or one this morning and one last night. And both of them performed a lot better.
Yeah.
Although nothing performed as good as my Mitch McConnell oven glove. I was just sitting here last night and I'm like, that oven glove, if I put it on and make it like a puppet, it kind of looks like dumpy like Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
And then like people loved it, so.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I'll reach 10K probably within the next week or two. And then, you know, we'll go from there.
I think it's great.
Some people are comfortable making content that may be lesser quality, but it gives you the followers. And I'm not gonna, I don't know.
Here's the thing though about TikTok, I will say, you don't necessarily need it to be, and I don't, like, I know for me, for YouTube, quality held me back. Like, you want to make quality content, but like, so I was like, all about the aesthetics and everything, and like trying to figure out, like, people really don't care if you're doing like for sketches. If there's good dialogue and it's funny, they don't care if you're a guy with a beard and not wearing girl clothes. If you have on a girl wig, there's something you can be like, okay, he's a girl. Like, we get it. Like, we don't need it to be. And so I kind of feel like that has held me back too. So on TikTok, I kind of feel free. Like, my one character, Loretta Lorraine, like, I don't wear any, I have some hoops that I'll put in with her, but like, I don't need, I'm obviously, I got a beard. I'm not going to shave that off. I'm not going to like the wig. People suspend their disbelief. So you don't have to be so much quality that you don't.
It's just for me, it's like, when you look at this stuff and you see the content, which that one guy who has a very big following has commented on, they see that this is quality stuff I'm making. No one really else is doing, unless their phone is held down here, up at their chin. But, you know, I'm gonna start to do duets one a day.
And sometimes
I have to make sure I have a good idea. I don't just want to put.
Well, duets also sometimes are just throwaway videos, I'll be honest. Yeah. And I think that's a lot of times when you see people not putting a lot of effort into them.
I mean, and it is, but then when you see someone that just keeps growing, who's in a similar field, and that's all they're doing, and they may put out one video like you make, but they have triple the followers, and it's like all they're doing. I'm just not going to stoop to that level of...
I think one thing that kind of...
20 duets and... one quality gaming video.
I think one thing that kind of hurts you is you are very focused on your fan base.
Yeah.
And for you to have so few followers, you're a little too focused on them. Not that it's a bad thing. I think it's great because I like see you interacting with them. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But to grow on TikTok, you really don't need to focus on your fan base until you get bigger, because you need to be making videos that are going to make the For You page.
Yeah. Well, some of them I've taken chances, you know, the one where it was like, I quit. That was a chance. That was not
a video blew up for you.
I got like 20K views.
Oh, yeah. But what's the highest video you've gotten? Is that it?
No. I mean, I've had them in 50 to 70, 80 to 100, but I think the biggest is over 200K.
Damn. That's awesome. So. Well, and like, I don't know. I just know from everything on my research and everything that.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I need to focus on finding new people, which, you know.
And maybe your other gaming videos will bring that. I don't know. I think you, though, got a good thing going. And you are putting out quality content that your fans are obviously watching. You need to make sure you're getting on that For You page. So it's just going to be kind of like a balance act of focusing on your fans. Because the thing is, like, a lot of these people that have grown, they kind of grew, I think, they weren't necessarily trying to get famous.
Yeah.
Put one video.
The particular one that we're talking about, like, for me, that I don't like, strikes me as someone that didn't care about, you know.
And I think that. And exactly, and they don't, I don't think, like, cater to their fans as much. And this, yeah. I have no idea. I could be totally wrong here. But they start to, once they're like, oh, I actually have, like, a fan base. Because I know, I will follow some that, like, it was like they were oblivious. They comment, but it was like they were oblivious that, like, these people, like, love you. Like, they're your fans. Like, you, maybe you didn't think you were going to become a creator like this. Maybe you were just posting some stuff. But, like, you care way too much for your fans. Or they didn't care at all. And so now that they're bigger and they do, and they're doing well. So, I don't know. I think, yeah, I think it's kind of like a, what is it? They call it a double-edged sword or whatever. Like, you create quality content, that hurts you. You focus on your fans, that hurts you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying, like today, like I said, I made the meme and I made the reaction. And those are two videos people can find that aren't into gaming.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I put those out. While I'm still going to do two more Pokemon gaming videos, so I'm still going to do a duet, still going to do Dragon Ball, you know.
And I don't think it's necessarily hurting you. I mean, you're almost, you're like what you said, 1,100 away from the 10,000 that you need to be in the creator fund. That's nothing to scoff at. Is that the, was that a word, scoff?
I think it is.
I
just feel like if people follow me, if they see like me reacting to that guy who found that old pack or memes or funny videos of Pokemon, they may follow me and they go, oh, this guy does Pokemon gaming style. I'll keep him. I'll keep him because I still like Pokemon.
Yeah. So, but you can do that with your duets and stuff. You just got to find gaming duets or.
I think with those, like you said, my plan was to just type in the Pokemon hashtag on TikTok. And I don't think I'm going to do Pokemon Go. I think I'm going to look for a larger audience outside of the gaming. And just maybe duet certain things that I see that I like, and it may not necessarily be the biggest viewed Pokemon hashtag. It may be something with 500,000 views, or you know, something
that's cool.
It's got to be something that I like. I don't just want to do the top one just to, you know. I got to research it.
What I like about that is you're getting people that aren't looking at the game, because I'm sure that there are big Pokemon fans that are not on the game for one reason or the other, or they haven't even thought, let me look at this content on here.
Yeah.
So you're grabbing people.
Yeah. Like, well, that was my plan after I thought about it. I was like, well, I'm going to go and duet the Pokemon hashtag, and it's not going to be game. It's just going to be Pokemon. You know, like, or I may even duet once a day Dragon Ball, or, you know,
because, like, Adam doesn't have a TikTok. He plays Pokemon Go. But, like, he was into it when he was younger.
Yeah.
But, like, he says he's not – it's just a game to him now just to play it. Like, he's not really that into
it. Have you told him that that's what I do?
Yeah, he knows.
Has he seen them?
I haven't shown him. It's not something – I mean, he doesn't have a TikTok. But what I'm getting at is he probably would subscribe to a Pokemon Go person, even though he's not like a huge fan.
Yeah,
like he has a general interest.
Yeah, so. And I do think I get some of those too,
so
probably a lot of those, but
I think that's really awesome. So where do you want people to follow you at?
I mean, TikTok at @kchan_2020. I thought about too, and Brandon brought it to my attention, Brandon R24, YouTube fame, who hasn't streamed in a couple weeks because he won't upgrade his internet. And I tell him all the time, just upgrade it. And he's like, it's $20. And I'm like,
Lexington's internet sucks, though.
It does suck, but he's got worse internet than me because he pays for the basic. I go all out. I'm like, if I got to pay the 80, I'm going to pay the 80.
You got to these days, stream on Netflix.
Because I've got kids, and you know, I it's basically his internet. It's like if one person's watching Netflix, no one else in the house is going to be able to use the internet.
That's
and
crazy.
I couldn't live like that. But he did bring to my attention, and it was like, I was trying to branch off as just K-Chan, and then of course, various no throwaway accounts, like with nothing to them, of course, had K-Chan. Mm-hmm. No idea who they are, just blank nothingness. And I made it K-Chan 2020 before 2020 turned out to be a crap year for everyone in the world. But shortly after that, I was like, I should have made it K-Chan Plays. And I was going to change it to K-Chan Plays. But then Brandon was like, well, if you do that, people who know you as K-Chan 2020 may not be able to. It may hurt the brand to change it.
I'm not going to change it. We see this happen with YouTubers and stuff. They'll go by something, but they have some weird numbers in there. If I were you, I'd go by K-Chan.
Yeah. That's taken everywhere. So,
but I would go by K-Chan but I'm saying, like, you can be K-Chan, your accounts can be 2020.
Yeah, they're just going to have to be
2020. But just call yourself K-Chan.
Yeah, they're just, the 2020 stuck there forever at this point. I'm not going to change it, you know?
It is funny, though.
It's stuck there forever, and I can't change it because of branding, you know?
Well, if you want to change your brand, you need to do it now. When you're smaller. He's right. It will hurt. You people could unfollow you.
I don't need to change it. It's fine.
Well, then leave it and just call yourself K-Chan. You don't ever.
Yeah, and that's what the kids call me anyways. They don't. They know the 2020 is just because of, you know.
And also, I don't think everyone that follows you is probably a kid. I think you need to quit saying that too.
That one guy sounded like a teenager.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't think everyone that follows you is a kid. I mean, I guess a teenager's still a kid, but I think you probably have some older fans. And like, if I followed you and you're always like kids, that would like annoy the shit out of me. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
They're still kids to us, even teenagers. Even teenagers are kids.
They are, but you could have people our age. The two other people you do. The two other people that do Pokemon.
I would be interested just to go, because I've never really looked through my follower list just to see if maybe there are older. I'd have to look.
Anyway, is that all you want to share with us today?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, one thing I wanted to bring up was, what does your wife think about this?
She likes Pokemon, but I think to any partner, they're like, they wonder why you do it, you know? Why does he do that? Why does she do that, you know?
If you start making bank, she won't be wondering.
And I just think that I do it because it's like, I feel like I can make quality content maybe better than
certain other people. You have brought that up so many times now. Like, shots have been fired multiple times.
No one will ever know who I'm talking about, so it doesn't matter.
You just said the two biggest people besides you.
There may be bigger. They don't know what fandom. They don't know if it's Pokemon or Pokemon Girl.
And you're friends of one of them, so that really puts the other one.
They'll never know.
Till I bring it up and interview them.
I don't think.
Well, maybe you need a little drama. I'd be interested to see if any of your fans are fans of theirs.
Probably. Yeah. And that's fine.
But anyway, so anywhere else? So you said Twitter, KChan_2020. Where else?
Instagram.
It's KChan_2020?
Yeah. Same.
And then you can probably get to his YouTube and Twitch from his links on those as well, because I don't know if he wants to tell them, but he's not really focused on them right now. So anyway, if you guys have any questions for the podcast, I have an email set up. It's emailheyitsjake@gmail.com. You can support the podcast on patreon.com/heyitsjakepod. And the podcast is on at It's Jake Pod on everything. Because like you were talking about, Kevin, Brandon-wise, Hey, It's Jake was gone on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So it was like, I had to do that. But anyway, We are going to be doing a bonus episode. You'll be able to get that if you are the $10 Patreon supporter. That will be on that feed. So if you guys want to do that, it's going to be a fun little question and answer thing. And like, it's just going to be general questions. It's going to be fun. It's going to be cool. These are, I think, going to be really fun. And I'm not sure if it's going to be, you know, normal episode length or not. But anyway, thank you for listening. And I will see you here next week on Hey, It's Jake.